Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about what the biggest realization is after narcissistic abuse. After narcissistic abuse, your whole outlook on everything is going to change, all right? A lot of people will see the world differently than before they've dealt with narcissists. And why is this? Because nobody ever told you or made you aware that there are certain individuals in this world that are out to use you or hurt you for their own personal benefit. Like I had people on the post say, they need to educate kids in high school about narcissistic abuse and make them aware. And I agree with that, because if you would have known earlier when you were a young, adult, you could have probably avoided a lot of toxic people that you got involved with. The only thing is, it's one thing to teach it, it's another thing to live it, all right? So it's like when you tell a young child, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and they still don't listen, all right? Because they think they know better and because they haven't experienced real life, and they go out and they do crazy things because they're young and they want to have fun, or they like somebody, or they lust somebody, or people lust the narcissist. And, you know, it doesn't always work for everybody, but awareness is key. Awareness is key. But the whole point in this podcast is talk about the realization of, you know, why you feel like a changed person. The whole thing, you guys, is you viewed the world differently before you got involved with the narcissist. You figured, okay, we're all the same. You know, the whole key is, you know, if you're kind to somebody, you're understanding, that you would expect the same somebody to reciprocate back to you. But what you learn after dealing with a narcissist is that there is true evil in the world, okay? And this is what a lot of people have a hard time grasping. They think that they are in heaven here. We are not in heaven. And I just saw a post where one of the influencers, she's a great influencer, where she talked about, how people talk about, you know, well, why do some people suffer? Why do some people get hurt? You know, if there's a God, why don't they help people? Life is a test, all right? Life is a test of your faith. This is not heaven, all right? So if there's sin that is out there, the sin is due to the sin of human beings, all right? And Adam and Eve and all of that, in eating the apple. This is if you're, you know, a person of faith and you believe in, you know, God and everything like that, which I happen to be. Not everybody has to, you know, that's a personal choice that you make. But one of the things that the biggest realization that you will find is that you never knew that there were people in this world that could be so cruel. And not just a romantic interest, but actually people in your own family as well. Because when you're young, you don't see it. When you get older and you get educated, all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, you know, you look back and you say, oh, you know, this person in my family's a narcissist, or that person in my family's a narcissist. And you say to yourself, you know, these are the people that are supposed to love you. These are the people that are supposed to care about you. These are the people that are supposed to have your back and be your rock. And then you see that they're not, all right? And the same thing, let's say if you were married to somebody and they made all these promises, you know, to love you in sickness and health, you know, love you for richer and poorer. And with the narcissist, you know, it's quite the opposite. The narcissist will love you in good times, but in bad times, the narcissist will look to bail and get out, all right? Because if there's another option for the narcissist is going to go to the path of least resistance and take whatever path is the easiest. Narcissists take the easiest road, all right? Because they're not people that will work. towards something. They're not people that like to sacrifice. And this is why they don't like love. Narcissists don't like love because they have to sacrifice and surrender themselves to somebody and make themselves vulnerable. And they don't like that. A narcissist likes lust, where it's like instant pleasure, but no strings. So the thing is, you guys, the biggest realization after narcissistic abuse is to realize that there are cold people in this world that, you know, I won't say that they don't have feelings at all, but what they do is they block their emotions, they block their feelings as a survival tactic not to get hurt. And then what they do is they get into a false relationship with you and with false intent. Go listen to my podcast about false intent of the narcissist, because it is spot on about how these narcissists are. How when you got involved with a narcissist, they didn't go in, you know, with full intent. They went in, you know, they come in as half a person. They're not all in other words. They're not all in. So when the relationship breaks down, they're not really broken up about it the way you're broken up with about it, because they didn't have their feelings all in. You know, especially a covert narcissist, they block their emotions, they block their feelings. So one of the greatest realizations that you're going to have is that there are very, very cold people in this world. See, what people don't realize is that evil masks itself, all right? Not only is there cold people, but evil masks itself. So the devil doesn't come as your enemy. The devil comes as your friend, all right? So people that were the closest, that you thought were the closest, are the ones that hurt you the most. Because these are the people that you thought would always have your back, would always be there for you. And then you get disappointed. You get disappointed because they're not there for you, or they abandon you. But why is that? Because you didn't see them for who they truly are. And I'll give you an example, you guys. It's really ironic. You know, when I was dealing with a malignant narcissist, and at the time we were just friends before we got into a relationship, and I used to ask him advice on things, and he said to me, he said, sometimes people aren't always who you think they are. And see, isn't that the irony of it? Because he was talking about himself. But at the time, I didn't realize it, okay? Because I didn't know enough about narcissism to really see that, you know, he was pretty much projecting about who he was. So later on, you know, after being in a very toxic relationship with him and seeing that, you know, he was a very violent person and a dangerous person, he was talking about himself because he was very loving, very caring, very charming in the beginning. He was a master manipulator. This guy was a master manipulator, all right? So he knew what it was, and he was pretty much, he looked at me as, you know, young, naive, and everything like that. And he was like, you know, not everybody is who they portray to be. Not everybody is who you think they are. And see, this is something that should be taught to people when they're young, and realize that just because somebody is a nice person at times, like the covert narcissist, doesn't necessarily mean that they're nice overall. People are nice, narcissists are nice when they want something out of you, okay? And a lot of people can be nice if they want something out of you, not necessarily just a narcissist. But the biggest realization is you don't understand manipulation, and you don't realize that, you know, these people that have masked themselves and have been really nice, you can't fathom the thought that they could be so cruel. And some of the cruelest narcissists, like the malignant narcissists, are the most charming in the very beginning, all right? And the covert narcissist as well. They're very, very charming in the beginning. They go out of their way to be nice to you, and you don't realize it because nobody gave you that, you know, caveat to watch out for these type of people. Nobody told you, watch out. Watch out for somebody who is exceptionally over the top nice. They could be over the top nice, not because they're nice, but because they have some kind of, you know, mal intent, or they have, you know, their intentions are not good. They're not being nice for the right reason. So nobody warned you that there are manipulative people out there that do these evil things to try to get something out of you. And that's the biggest realization after narcissistic abuse, is to realize that these people that we cared about, these people that we thought we loved, it wasn't love, you guys. It wasn't love. These people that we thought we loved are really not who we, not really who they are. And that's where you get the cognitive dissonance and you get confused, and you're still seeing that person in a, you know, a positive light because they built up that fantasy in your head to think you're going to have this wonderful life with them, and you had great times with them. You could have great times with a narcissist, but it doesn't mean that that is the true character of that person, okay? The true character of that person is who you see when the chips are down. The true character of that person is who you see when times are tough. That's the truest, you know, most authentic way you're going to see a narcissist for who they are. Not by saying no to them, because you could say no to a narcissist and they could be okay with that and say, you know, that's fine if they're trying to still manipulate you for something. But it's when the times are tough, when they see that they can't get something out of you or they have to sacrifice. You're going through rough times. Maybe it's financial. Maybe somebody's sick. Maybe something's going on that's very bad. That's when you're really going to see the true core of somebody's character. So you guys, what happens is you get involved with the narcissist, and you, at that point in the beginning, you haven't seen the true core of that narcissist because the narcissist is giving you their best face. They've got the mask on because they're after something out of you. And the realization later on is, you know, why can't you get that same person back? That person that you saw in the beginning was not real. It was not authentic. It was just somebody being exceptionally nice to you for a purpose. And the purpose was, you know, was for bad intentions. You know, they had bad intentions. And so this is exactly what manipulation is. They manipulate you to try to get something out of you by fooling you. All right. So basically, they tried to fool you because they figured they were smarter than you and they could get something out of you. So this is the biggest realization. And the biggest realization, like I said, it's not necessarily just even a romantic partner. You could, you know, have problems with your family, your whole life. And then later on, you realize and you educate yourself about narcissism. And then you realize, hey, you know, oh, I have a narcissistic mother. Oh, I have a narcissistic father. This is why they do what they do, you know? And the biggest realization is that, you know, these people weren't what you perceived them that they should have been, because everybody hopes that they have a family that is loving, that has their back, that is there for them. You know, it's one thing to get hurt by a romantic partner, okay? Yes, you can endure a very, you know, painful hurt by being in a relationship with somebody or being married a long time with somebody. But the pain that you have when you find out that you have narcissism in your family, and like, let's say it's a mother or a father, so, you know, a figure that is supposed to be like, when you think about a mother or a father, they are supposedly like, people look at them like they are the person's foundation of a rock. They are your rock to fall back on when you have a problem. You go to your mother or your father and, you know, you look for their support. okay? Like your family, a lot of people, and me included, you looked at it like, well, you know, your family's always there for you. Your family's always there for you. And that's not always the case. That's not always the case, all right? Because sometimes you have a narcissistic family that is very selfish, all right? And that isn't there for you, or doesn't want to be bothered, or they don't, you know, they don't have like the sense of, you know, goodness in them or the Holy Spirit in them. So, you know, they're very self-serving, and they're proud and they're arrogant, and these people are not there for you, all right? And it's, you know, a very painful thing. And then you have to come into your own. Sorry, you guys, it's so early right now, so I'm a little tired doing this, but you have to come into your own. Basically, you have to come into your own, and you have to realize, this is why I tell you, and you know, God is what keeps you grounded, all right? Now, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to be a follower of God. That is your prerogative, but I'm speaking from my own personal experience. God is what kept me grounded. God is what got me through everything that I went through, in and out of hospitals with my kid when nobody was there and I didn't have the support that I should have gotten. I got minimal, if any, support, all right? So the point is, you have to be strong within yourself, and that's what God gives you. God gives you internal strength so that, you know what? You don't need anybody except to be focused and be grounded in God to keep you strong, all right? Because when you're grounded with God, you don't have to be codependent on family. You don't have to be codependent on a partner, because you know what's right and wrong, and you walk in the, and you stay grounded in the truth. You stay grounded in the truth and you will fly right, all right? This is the thing, you guys. If you're grounded in the truth, you will fly right, okay? It's people that are filled with lies that end up in a bad way. Eventually, those lies are going to catch up with them, and that's the narcissist. But the whole point I wanted to do this podcast is to really kind of explain and let you know that, you know what? What you're going through is that, not that you're crazy, but it's almost like it's an awakening. You are going through, after narcissistic abuse, you have gone through an awakening, or rather an enlightenment, to realize, you know, the evil in the world exists. And the evil could be the closest people to you, friends, family, romantic partner, husband, wife. And for you to see it, you will see it. And this is why a lot of narcissists too, they hate narcissistic awareness. They hate it. I see them all over the posts. Like, I had one, you know, Dodo Bird. He was like, how many videos are you going to do? Blah, blah. I'm going to do as many videos that irritate the shit out of you. That's how many videos I'm going to do. All right. You don't tell me how many videos I do. If you don't like it, you don't have to be here. All right. This is, you know, nobody's forcing you to be here. So, you know, you have these haters and everything of narcissistic abuse. And you know what? That's tough shit, as far as I'm concerned. That's tough shit. We are going to build awareness. We are going to educate people so that they can see when somebody is toxic, and so that they don't throw their life away and they're not, you know, in darkness and confusion, not seeing what's being done to them, such as gaslighting them or stonewalling them or giving them the silent treatment, and for them to put up with that emotional abuse. Yes, that is emotional abuse that will affect somebody long term and give them physical, you know, issues of, you know, health issues as well. So that's right. I'm going to educate as much as possible, because I don't want anybody to go through what I went through, all right? Which was horrible, all right? That's why I could speak on narcissism, because I lived it across the board. And I would never want anybody to go through what I went through. And, you know, trying to save lives here so that people, when they see this toxicity, they get out, all right? So the greatest realization that you're going to realize is that in this world, you guys, and I've gotten spiritual here, because you got to understand it. You got to think outside the box in order to understand the purpose of life, what you're doing here, and where you're going, all right? Your soul, this is just part of the journey that your soul will go on. This is when your life on earth is a test of your faith. This is not heaven here. You are not in heaven. This is a trial period for you, for a test of your faith, all right? Test of your faith to see, you know, if you will make it to God's kingdom. So this is what a lot of people don't realize. They sit there and they say to themselves, well, if there was a God, why would there be so many bad things in this world? Why would there be disease? Why would people get killed the way they get killed? Because, again, this is not heaven, all right? And the bad of this world is from the sin of man, all right? The sin of human beings, rather, of Adam and Eve and all of that. And I'm not going to go all into that, you know, spiritual stuff to you, but just basic understanding so that you understand that, you know, not every human being in this world is the same, has the same intent, has the same spirit of kindness, the Holy Spirit, and that feeling of righteousness and kindness. There is evil all around you, okay? And I mean it, all around you. And it's up to you to distance yourself from these demons. You need to distance yourself from these type of demon people that are not, you know, of God. These people are not of God. They're liars. They're deceivers. They're of confusion. All things that is of Satan, all right? So Satan is their father, okay? The father of all lies. So understand this. These people, they are demons, all right? And I did a podcast about that. So go listen to my podcast about how narcissists are demons. And that's exactly why you are so, you know, dumbfounded after dealing with a narcissist, because you have dealt with demon type of people that aren't kind, don't have goodness in them, don't have the truth in them, are not righteous people, do not have morals and values, would throw you under the bus in a second to save themselves, would hurt you in order to benefit themselves. And see, somebody got on the post and they said, well, we're all narcissistic. Yes, we all can be a little narcissistic, understood. But narcissism, again, is on a spectrum, all right? It's on a spectrum. So, you know, if you're the type of person that would go after something and wouldn't care if you hurt somebody, you're very narcissistic and have no empathy, all right? So, you know, it's the degree of empathy that really determines how narcissistic somebody is, all right? And I'm sorry, my dog is driving me crazy because my dog wants to go out. It's so early here, you guys. But I wanted to just let you guys realize that, you know what? You're not crazy. You're just going through an awakening. And the awakening is that, you know what? You got involved with a demon that masked themselves to make you think that they cared about you when they really didn't care about you. And that's what makes narcissistic relationships so different than any other relationship, any other breakup, is because of the deception, all right? A relationship with a narcissist is filled with deception because they deceived you into thinking they were something they weren't, okay? Or they were someone who they really weren't. And they deceived you in thinking that they were all into the relationship when they really weren't. So they are deceivers. They are demons. They, you know, they are not people of God, all right? And that you have to realize that you've got to be careful here on this earth and watch out for people and not be fooled just because somebody is nice to you. And I don't want anybody to come back to me and say, oh, that's great. Make everybody afraid when someone's nice to you. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. All right. What I'm saying is fake, phony, nice. People that are not authentic. People over the top. Corny, nice. People calling you baby the first time they talk to you from a dating app, that know nothing about you, that don't give a shit about you and just want to use you for something. I'm talking about fake, phony, over the top, nice. There's a difference. And if you're confused if this person is authentic or not, then you move slowly slowly. You give it time and you don't give anybody anything until they have earned your trust. Trust is earned over a period of time, okay? Understand that. So, you know, that's why narcissists move so fast. They don't want to be seen for who they are. So they got to move fast. They've got to move quickly so you don't see them for who they are so they can get in and get that supply before they show themselves. So you guys, that's it. I just wanted, you know, to do this podcast and really point out the fact that the greatest realization that you are going to come to see after dealing with a narcissistic abuse is that the people that we thought we loved and cared about are not who you really think they are. They're not who you really think they are. And what you should be looking at, and not thinking about the good times, but what you look at is somebody's character, okay? Somebody's character. What is that person's character? Are they reliable? Are they trustworthy? Are they dependable? Do they have good character? Does this person have good character? Or have they been a liar? You know, have they been, you know, give you a word salad and they don't give you straightforward answers? They're all about confusion. That is somebody who is not a good person, you guys. So just because you have good times with them and they're fun and everything, they have bad character. Narcissists have bad character, all right? And this is one of the realizations that you're going to see. You're going to see that they are not, you assumed they were something that they weren't, okay? And it takes time. And if you don't see it, you have to step back from it. You have to step back from it. All right. So I hope that helps everybody. And I also, you guys, I did a post where I talked about how, you know, don't make the narcissist important. All right. Like, this is really hard to do because, you know, when you've been hurt by a narcissist, you sit there and sometimes you go through a lot of mixed emotions. You're angry, then you're sad. And, you know, then you're kind of like you're lost and everything. But you have to look at this person for who they are. All right. Look at this person for who they are and realize that you are better than that. And they're not worth your time. And I had some fool get on there on the post and say, oh, well, they're not worth your time. So then why do you keep talking about narcissism if they're not worth your time? Duh, because I'm educating, fool. I'm educating people so that they see what they are, okay? There's always one, all right? There's always one idiot that's got to make a wise-ass remark, and that's usually the narcissist, you know, some smart-ass that follows narcissistic abuse followers, okay? You got the narcissist, by the way, that follow narcissistic abuse awareness influencers. Why? Because they want to learn how to manipulate you better. They want to see what we're saying so that they can manipulate themselves better to fool you, all right? And the minute I see them, I just block them because no response to a fool. You never respond to a fool, all right? So understand this. You know, you can't cast pearls upon swine, all right? And that's exactly what narcissists are. And that's why you can never help a narcissist because they only want to see what they want to see. They have tunnel vision, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button, please share, and please, you know, you've got to, if you're not there yet, you've got to give yourself time. You've got to, you know, that loneliness and that time that you have, you will become stronger. I trust you, okay? Or rather, trust me, all right? So it's so early, sorry, guys. You need to trust me in that sense because I am, you know, I am the poster child for that because, you know, I have gone through so much in my life with narcissism in my family, narcissist in marriage, narcissism going through a divorce, narcissist in parenting kids, all right? I will tell you that, you know, the more you're able to be alone, the stronger you will become and the more powerful you will become. And you're going to be a totally different person after dealing with a narcissist. And that's what the narcissist will fear, because they will see a totally different person that will never, ever put up with their nonsense again, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. I gotta go. If it does, hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.